today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
T7N Radio brings to you the best of seven sports talk with Seven Mitchell.
You know, we the real all-stars, man. We not playing you and now rocking with the best. Welcome to the best of seven sports talk here on T7N Radio. I'm your host, as always, the kid, Seven Mitchell. Got my co-defendant with me, Raj, in the building, Philly. What's popping, Raj?
All right. What's popping, Seven? You know what I mean? We the real all-stars. Nobody else. You know what I mean?
You already know. You already know, man. It's time to perform and show us what we got, man. People, y'all know what time it is. Let's embrace the beat. Call up 347-989-8102. Make sure if y'all have not done so, subscribe to the YouTube channel, T7M Radio. We're also on Twitter and Facebook at T7M Radio. Make sure y'all follow us. We definitely will follow back. We love to chop it up, debate with y'all. Joining me as well, our other co-hosts, our devil's advocate, the original, the professional. We got J.O. in the building. J.O., what's popping?
What's good? What's good?
Oh, man. Showtime, man. We the real all-stars.
All right.
You already know. So check this out, man. Before we even get into, because we got to talk this all-star recap, and we got to talk about the big blockbuster trade coming out of Sacramento. Breaking news out of the NFL, I wanted to run past y'all fellas. It looked like the Miami Dolphins are reportedly acquiring tight end Julius Thomas from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Last season, the Dolphins' tight ends combined for just over 550 yards, the second fewest in the NFL behind the Jets. What's your thoughts on Miami picking up Julius Thomas at tight end?
I think it's a good look. I mean, it would definitely make them a balanced passing attack with Landry and a young receiver named Devontae Parker. And so Julius Thomas, who's been a disappointment in the bust in Jacksonville, I think he's a perfect target that Tannehill would need.
Then you got the running back. What's his name? Ajay?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him. Yeah. Dope.
Come here. I'm going to do it in a minute. Go.
Right. I'm just not sold on the on the quarterback, Tannehill. I've never been sold on Tannehill. He got weapons now. So it's like do or die for him next year.
Yeah, they got to load up to challenge the Patriots. So you can't knock them.
Right. So good start. What about you, Raj? What you think about the pickup for Miami?
Well, it could be really dangerous. But also, you know, not to break away from it, I just got 2 hours ago, the Dolphins, or not, the Panthers were meeting with Cruz.
Who?
You
got a lot of background noise, Raj. We can't hear you.
Yo.
Hello.
Now, what you were saying? What you were saying now?
The Panthers were meeting with Victor Cruz earlier.
That's your backyard, J.O. What you think about my man going to Carolina, rocking out with Cam?
Well, I think Cam definitely need a slot receiver, a vet. They got a lot of. They have some. Young players who hasn't developed, so that'd be a great safety net for Cam to throw in the middle.
Words. That's facts. Yo, this is the best of seven sports talk, T7M Radio. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. Let's get into the association, the NBA All-Star Weekend. Before we even get into All-Star Weekend, because I got to break that down for both days, I'm pretty pissed off. But we got to talk about the blockbuster trade that went down after or during the All-Star game. Boogie Cousins, DeMarcus Cousins, got traded from the Sacramento Kings to the New Orleans Pelicans. A lot of people are feeling like, J.O., that this is the all-time worst trade in NBA history. Now, Boogie Cousins on one end, top 10, top 5 player, depending on how you look at it. What they received or had to give up, or what they received, a 4th overall pick in Tyree Evans, no All-Stars, coming off of 3 knee surgeries in like 18 months. Buddy Hill, in my opinion, is overrated. He was the 6th overall pick for New Orleans. He played all 4 years in college. I can't remember any superstar in the NBA, fellas, that has played 4 years in college and, you know, coming to the NBA and become a superstar. I don't know when the last time that happened. So that definitely gave me cause to pause. And the first round pick that Sacramento going to get is going to be like a mid-round pick from New Orleans. It's not even going to be a lottery pick. So a lot of people feel like this was a steal, highway robbery pretty much. I kind of think different, but I wanted to get y'all opinion on what y'all thought on the trade.
Well, before I give my thoughts on the particular trade, let me give y'all a little bit of a history on the Kings and their front office decision. First of all, they drafted Thomas Robinson, who's a bust and who's been cut numerous times in the NBA. They chose him over Damian Lillard.
Wow.
And then they drafted Isaiah Thomas with the last pick in the entire draft. He was Mr. Irrelevant, which was a great pick. But when he was a free agent, they didn't want to pay him over $4 million. And they drafted Jimmy Fredette. You remember that guy, Jimmy Fredette from BYU, white guy?
Yeah.
Drafted him over Klay Thompson and Kawhi Leonard in that draft.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this, J.O. Is Vlade Divac behind all of this? Is he been in the front office doing all these moves?
Yeah. Divac is busy. At least he's been there, I want to say, 4 to 5 years at the minimum. But I believe he's been working tight-knit with the organization just in general, and he just came, you know, really the official nod of calling the shots. But, I mean, for them to think that the organization is Cousins' fault, I mean, the credibility and the decisions they have made over the years to, you know, the team came progress because of bad decision-making in free agency and bad drafting. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they overpaid Rudy Gay at one time.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
It's just terrible.
So, what about you, Raj? What you think about the trade? Think it's a good deal?
Well,
a steal?
For the Pelicans, yes, it's a steal. Now, I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this or not. The Kings originally we were going to pull the trade my team being the Lakers and the Kings with that deal. We turned it down because they wanted Lou Williams, Brandon Ingram, and somebody else for DeMarcus Cousins. And me personally, you know, I think, you know, Magic and them. But to answer your question, yes, it's a steal because now you have, to me, which, you know, to me, right now, the best power forward in the game right now, which is Anthony Davis, to me. And you have, like somebody posted earlier, they're the new Twin Towers, you might as well say.
We have never seen two front court players of this potential and magnitude play together, I don't think ever in NBA history. Even when you think back to Duncan and David Robinson was, you know, coming off of a surgery and he was pretty much at the back end of his career. He wasn't really much in his prime. They did win a championship together, him and Duncan, but the age and, you know, the potential two top five, top ten, you know, Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale. Robert Parrish was never really considered a top five, top ten all-around player in the NBA. This is something unprecedented. Then, fellas, you also got to take in consideration, J.O., I don't know if you thought about this angle. You got the Kentucky Connect now. You got Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins, both from Kentucky. What's the possibility, or do you think it's impossible that Calipari could come into the mix next year and coach, you know, to kind of seal a deal for Boogie to re-sign the extension?
I didn't think about that angle, but something else interesting as well, CP3 would be a free agent. Could he go back to New Orleans?
Wow. That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Real quick. You know, J.O., it's funny that you talk, that you've seen that, right? You know, it was either ESPN or the Bleacher Report that I seen that. You know what I mean? Where they say the big three now. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, with the players New Orleans got right now, you know, the Pelicans got, listen, you had CP3 there. Listen, man, LeBron's in trouble.
Check this out. Now that they got those two, like, potential Hall of Fame players, and then you can bring in a player like CP3, New Orleans is a spot where a lot of free agents would like to go play.
Right.
You already have that nucleus. Maybe the place to be.
If we're talking about 2K, fine. But we haven't seen DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis bounce a basketball together yet. So we don't know if they will actually gel. And then we in the West, you know, the West got a lot of gunners. And besides Holiday, New Orleans don't really have any guards or nobody that can shoot the ball. So what's right now, I think they're in 11th place. I think they're like two or three games out of the playoff run in the Western Conference. Right now, Sacramento, I think, is holding the eighth spot. So they should be able to flip-flop and take Sacramento's spot. But overall, what's the reality of New Orleans at least making the playoffs this year now that they done got Boogie Cousins?
I don't know. I'm still not necessarily liking the overall team. I mean, I like Drew Holiday. Of course, I prefer CP3, but I'm still overall, I think they still a little weak. I don't know, you know, their guards and small forwards is not nothing to be noted. So
right.
I still think they got some work to do. I'm not sure how far off they're away from standings or whatever, but I mean, just for marketing anyways. Like I said, marketing and recruiting the other players. I mean, after this offseason is going to be critical.
Now, let me ask you this, Raj, because if they were to make it, let's say New Orleans get in as an 8 seed and they play the Golden State Warriors, who will be the 1 seed in the first round. Everybody know that Golden State's weakness have been, you know, the interior. Do you give New Orleans a shot to beat Golden State in a 7-game series with the Twin Towers?
No shot. No shot whatsoever, because you have to realize this. Golden State, okay, they're a well-rounded team. You see what I'm saying? To beat them, you're going to have to come with Love, LeBron. You know what I mean? Love, LeBron, Irvin, them type of guys. You know what I mean?
Cleveland,
and if you don't come with them, right. But I'm just saying, if you don't come with them, you're not going to beat Golden State. I don't care who you. But
I don't know. What about you, J.O.? You think in a 7, because, you know, NBA playoffs, this is not just a 1-game deal. You know, with a weakness like Golden State has, you know, Draymond really is the biggest presence that they got. What is Draymond going to do against either one of these guys? In a 7-game series, you wouldn't give New Orleans a chance to figure it out? You don't think they could pull off an upset?
Nah, I may give them a game. They might can sneak and win a game. But like I said, those two players not going to outscore Durant, Curry, and Clay. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I said they need some more wing players, some more skilled players, and some guards to challenge him. But that's why I said you get CP3 and maybe another guy in there, it's going to be dope.
Crazy. All right, when we come back, you know, we're going to talk about NBA All-Star Weekend. I want to recap a couple things that went down over the weekend. The slam dunk contest, should it stay or go? We got the three-point contest, and we also got to talk about Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio. Don't go nowhere in 30 seconds, man. We'll be back.
Oh, I see you're becoming a teenager. Been walking around acting all cavalier. I think it's about time we had that talk.
About the Hawks and the Hornets.
No way. Dad, I'm not going to talk about that with you.
All right. Well, our State Farm agent said he'd add you to our car insurance when you're ready to drive. But that is not going to happen unless we read this book, son. Once upon a time, a Hawk and a Hornet loved each other very much.
We got robbed. We got robbed.
We've been robbed.
Hey. Look, we got robbed.
What?
My rings. My rings are gone.
You ain't got no rings.
Sure don't.
Don't worry, Mrs. Hooper. If you ever do get a ring, State Farm can cover your jewelry in case of a robbery.
Mama's got no rings.
Really, baby?
I want a ring.
Somebody need to change this, baby. Ooh.
State Farm, keeping your home court covered.
Best of Seven Sports Talk with Seven Mitchell. On T7M Radio, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 347-989-8102, and follow us on social media, T7M Radio on YouTube.
Yes, sir. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio, Seven Mitchell, J.O. Raj. Call up 347-989-8102. We're talking about the association, NBA. National Basketball Association. We're chopping it up, talking about the big blockbuster trade between Boogie Cousins and his former team, the Sacramento Kings. I don't know, J.O., when we talked about earlier this thing being a highway robbery trade or steal for New Orleans, you know, DeMarcus Cousins talent-wise is definitely a top five, top ten player. We talked about it before. He's probably the best five in the game, but his attitude has always concerned me. And when you got somebody that's out of control like that, if you able to, you know, clear your books, maybe it was a good thing for Sacramento. I mean, look, think about it on that note. Like, you know, getting rid of him, he could be like a cancer. I told you Kobe was a cancer to the Lakers. I know you thought I was being disrespectful then, but, you know, Boogie Cousins' attitude, I know you said that he has not had a supporting cast, but, you know, I mean, I just think his out-of-control attitude throughout time, maybe Sacramento, you know, they needed to find an out. Maybe this is good, regardless of what they had to give up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I just don't know who's going to be, you know, the go-to guy now with Pelicans. And another interesting fact is, Cousins would be a free agent after this season. You're still not a guarantee that he re-signed with the Pelicans. Although I believe he would make the most with them.
I think he's locked in for next year too.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, he's actually locked in for next season as well with New Orleans. And then he's an unrestricted free agent. So New Orleans got a little bit of time to play, but whatever they're going to do, it's going to have to be done with the addition of them making the playoffs. They have to make a move this year. Nobody, you know, considers them to do anything in the West, but they got to show some potential, like you said, to get some players that may want to come to New Orleans to play. CP3 will be dope. Bring Calipari in the mix as a head coach. That'll be crazy. And what about John Wall? Did he resign?
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. Yeah, you forget
okay,
that. I'm gonna tell you another point guard, a former Calipari player, who's gonna be a free agent after this season, Derrick Rose. There's another.
Wow. Yep. That's another former Kentucky player. We really could see. I would not be surprised if we saw that remix in the NBA, a Kentucky remix. That'd be crazy if Calipari brings five of his guys that's been in the league and he wind up coaching them again. That'd be another storyline for the NBA. That'd be unbelievable. That'd be crazy. Something to really look at. I ain't really think about that. D. Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Word. Now, the All-Star Weekend, man. Let's get into the festivities of All-Star Weekend. I don't really want to get into specifics because it's just getting boring. Like, to me, the three-point contest this year was better than the slam dunk contest. What was your thoughts on both, if you've seen them?
Man, the three-point contest and the dunk, I didn't even see the three-point contest. So far as the dunk contest, it had to have been the wackest. The whole entire weekend was like the weakest All-Star weekend I have ever seen. And it just doesn't feel the same without my boy Kobe. It just don't. I say that, but it just don't. So, we didn't see no Wade. We didn't see no Tim Duncan. You know, just a lot of different things going on now. It just didn't have the same feel.
The love that we had for the NBA J.O., I think, was just swept right under the rug, right under our eyes. We just did not see this coming because you're exactly right. It's just like, music and hip-hop. You got Lil Yachty and Young Uzi. You got all these new rappers. And, I don't know where this new wave of, mumble rap came in. It just came out of nowhere, and that's just really where it's at. You look at this All-Star game that we watched yesterday, man, and we're going to talk about KD and Westbrook a little bit, but these two teams put up damn near 200 points apiece in the All-Star game. Like, I'm going to be real. Like, that is pathetic. That is definitely not what I would spend my money for All-Star tickets, All-Star weekend, to see that. I know it's an exhibition.
Anthony Davis scored 52 points for crying out loud. That's
off of
long. Who wants to watch it?
Off of all logs and dunks. Cherry picking,
like,
Rob's dunks, cherry picking, and gets the MVP over Westbrook.
I remember you scored 25, 30 points in All-Star game. That was like incredible because guys took it serious. Now guys getting 41 and, it's crazy, man. It's not even, I think it's about the same playing level field as the Pro Bowl now. It's a joke.
Yep, it really is a joke, man. I don't know what they're going to do, what they're going to have to do, because, you can't make players do what they don't want to do, especially in an exhibition game, but there's no defense. You know what I'm saying? There's no defense in these games, man, and it's no fun. Like, it's fine to see some of the slick trick plays, maybe for a quarter, maybe even for a half. But, man, you seeing games 197. Like I said, Anthony Davis, 52 points. Off of lobs. Come on, man. It didn't make no sense. Westbrook was killing. Westbrook was destroying him, and he didn't get the MVP. And speaking of Russell Westbrook, him and KD, they hooked up for the alley-oop. But this whole thing between them, J.O., is real. Like, Westbrook is not playing. Like, he is not fooling with Durant. Durant might as well just cut this shit and move on with his career, man, because Westbrook, I don't think Westbrook is feeling him.
Well, it don't matter what Westbrook feels. He got to worry about winning games. You know what I'm saying? Durant don't owe him nothing. Westbrook don't owe him anything. So it is what it is.
Word. Couldn't have said it better myself. I'm shocked about the success that the OKC Thunder have had with Westbrook. No Kevin Durant. Do you think they can still make some noise? You think they'd be in the playoffs?
Yeah, they'd make the playoffs. They won't make it out the first round, but they'll make the playoffs.
If they give out trophies for that, then so be it.
What's your thoughts on Westbrook possibly averaging a triple-double for the year?
I think it's an amazing feat, but in this era of basketball, I probably have to put an asterisk on it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he averaged triple-double in the 90s or early 2000s or the 80s. You know, Harden is almost averaging a triple-double. So it goes to show that it can happen. You know, if LeBron, just imagine LeBron in his younger days was playing the way the game is played and now, he'd be averaging a triple-double. Easy.
No doubt. No doubt. I don't know, man. And if he is able to take OKC to the postseason, even if they make a first-round exit, I think that's MVP, man.
Nah, I got Harden as my MVP. I mean, what they?
But why?
Say,
why? They 40
like
and 18
second
or third right now.
In the West.
Yeah,
like
but
second
they've
third
always.
No, they haven't always been good.
The Rockets was just in the Western Conference Finals like 2 years ago.
Off the strength, oh yeah, off the strength of Harden. But now they don't even have Dwight Howard on the team anymore. You lose Dwight Howard, and they better this year than they was last year, and he's averaging almost a triple double. So, I mean, it's close. I mean, I'm not saying Harden by a landslide, but I'm not going to look at the feat like, oh my God, he has a triple double. I'm not going to look solely based off that. I'm going to look at the efficiency and the team winning and the clutch plays, and you know, it's more to it than just. I'm not going to give him the MVP because he had a couple more rebounds than Harden. I'm not going to do that.
Well, the first game back off of All-Star break for the Houston Rockets will be against the Twin Towers, the New Orleans Pelicans. DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis locked in against Harden and the Rockets on the 23rd. At 8 p.m., that's the return of the second half of the NBA game. Also that night, my New York Knicks facing LeBron James on TNT, 8 o'clock. That should be pretty interesting as well. Before we wrap up, J.O., it's been a minute, man. I appreciate you calling up. I know you've been doing getting to that bag. I do got to get your one big opinion on this whole Carmelo Anthony Phil Jackson fiasco. A lot of shit has been going down since the last time you and I hooked up to the show. What's your thoughts, man? You think Melo should leave, stay? Phil Jackson should leave, stay? What's your reaction?
I mean, they both should depart from each other, and both should and the Knicks organization should get rid of them both. But I think Melo is just being Melo. He's no different than he's been since he's gotten older. You know, a lot of people was trying to get Phil Jackson not to re-sign Melo, and Phil went out his way, and Phil, you know, paid him $130 or how much money he got, and now he's trying to act like Melo is the reason why they're losing the Knicks. Losing, you know, the Knicks is struggling that they are. I just put it on Phil, man. I think Melo just doing what he doing, what he always do. Nothing different.
Right. The campaign for Phil Jackson to get out of there on his way, most definitely. So
let me ask you one last question about it. Who was the worst front office man for the Knicks, Isaiah Thomas or Phil Jackson?
Wow. I gotta say Phil Jackson because of the mystique and the promise and the expectation. Like Isaiah was a Hall of Famer, a champion, two-time champion. But, you know, Phil brought 11 rings. You know, Phil brought that, you know, Phil brought that magic. I mean, you know, Michael, Scotty, Kobe, Shaq, like Phil was a whole different beast. So I think the expectation of ball was raised so high for Phil Jackson to be able to do something like these three years, whatever, have been pathetic. I mean, I think mm-hmm. the first year in, you know, we won like 17, 19 games. Now he brings in Hornacek. He got rid of you get rid of a head coach who won this 54 games and took us to the playoffs. Like, it's been nothing but downhill since Phil Jackson came. He's done nothing right but draft Porzingis. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. All right, man, we'll wrap this shit up, man. 5 days a week, man. It's the best of seven sports talk, T7M Radio. Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel at T7M Radio. Y'all stay safe, man. We are out of here. Peace.